The Power of Christian Encouragement. In Jesus, you stand in a new place with God. It's a higher plane altogether than what Old Testament saints experienced. For instance, God wants to bring joy into your life. The law never promised joy. God never wanted the blood of animals to be shed and offered on the altar. See Psalm 40. He wanted a relationship of love and trust between himself and his people. He desires that for you too. But our sin is always a barrier between us and God. So, Jesus came to this earth, grew to manhood, and at 30 years of age, he began his earthly ministry. He lived a holy, harmless, undefiled, and blameless life. He finally offered his own body to pay the price for our sin. In Jesus, God ushered in the new covenant, the promise that would reside in the minds and hearts of all who would trust his Son for their salvation. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. It is through the blood of Jesus that you can come into God's presence. And you can come to him boldly with great confidence that he will hear and respond to you in all his love, grace, mercy, and power. Because of Jesus, you have a standing invitation to come to God now that you have been made holy by his blood. Your conscience is clean, and you have been made new. But others need his grace too. We all know life can be hard. In Jesus, you can serve others as a priest of encouragement. God is pleased when we seek out ways to encourage others, especially those who struggle in their faith. That encouragement becomes a lifeline and safeguard against falling back into sin. Continuing to live a life marked by sin and rebellion against God after receiving the grace of Jesus carries grave consequences. That's why the writer of Hebrews made such a startling statement. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Verse 31. So our encouragement can help keep someone from going down that dangerous path. The believers to whom Hebrews was written had apparently suffered intense persecution and likely deep personal loss because of their faith in Jesus. But they refused to shrink from their faith because they had focused their hearts on the finished work of Christ. Some faced imprisonment and others lost their homes and were forced to surrender all their possessions because they refused to renounce their faith. But in return, they receive the blessings of his grace and the joy of suffering with Jesus. Your faith in Jesus rests on the promise of God's word. Now you have everything you need to stand firm in your faith, even when facing mounting pressure to go back to your former life. And when others struggle, you can throw them a lifeline of encouragement too. You can go on with God because Jesus gives you the grace to trust, the strength to keep going, and the patience to endure even the most painful of life circumstances. So keep the faith and let the encouragement flow. Next, discover the courageous faith of many who died believing the promise of eternal life in Jesus.